Boston College student, baby who survives abortion is not a baby. By Dr. Susan Berry on April 11, 2019. A pro-choice Boston College student said during a pro-life forum that a baby who survives an abortion should not receive medical care because it is not a baby. Media Research Center, MRC, reported that Students for Life of America President Kristen Hawkins engaged recently in dialogue with two pro-choice students at an event sponsored by the Pro-Life Club of Boston College, a Catholic school. Hawkins asked one student about her beliefs regarding immigrant babies. Hawkins, do you think that children that are apprehended at the border that are in U.S. government care? Do you think babies who are going to die should be resuscitated and given care? Pro-choice student, yes. Hawkins, okay. Do you believe that a baby who is born alive during an abortion at Planned Parenthood should get care? Pro-choice student, no. Hawkins, so do you think it's a baby? Pro-choice student, no. Hawkins, why? Pro-choice student, because they're performing an abortion. So, for that, they've already determined that it's not a baby. Hawkins, you just said, they determined it's not a baby. How can an abortionist determine it's not a baby? Why is it not a baby? Pro-choice student, it hasn't been born yet. Hawkins explained that during a third trimester abortion, the abortionist injects the nearly fully developed unborn baby with digoxin to induce cardiac arrest so that the baby is delivered dead. Hawkins, so this baby comes out of utero, and the digoxin hasn't been successful in inducing cardiac arrest, and this baby is alive, so, do you think it's a baby? Pro-choice student, no. Hawkins is conducting a tour of college campuses this spring as she speaks about lies feminists tell. This is the second year of my Lies Feminists Tell speaking tour, where I expose the truth behind the self-proclaimed feminist lies about abortion. Like abortion doesn't harm women and women need abortion to be equal, Hawkins explained in an email to supporters.